You have a wonderful, precious seed of a dream now. It's a dream you've decided for, a life you choose to build in the sacred sanctuary of your own mind and heart. For everything is created twice, first in thought and then in form. And so we're constructing now a thought form into which the living substance shall pour itself. Even the best seed planted in a field takes tending, lest the seeds of weed, old patterning, current condition, choke out the life of that new seed when it's tender, when it's yet fragile. It's not different in the soil of the mind, the field where we plant ideas. So we learn to take responsibility then for the mind that we have the ability to use, to tend, to direct. No one can make you think a thought without your permission. But most of us have to practice learning how to shut the door on ideas that many people have believed that circumstances would dictate, that history might inform. But the universe believes that our intention is communicated by where we put our attention. For where energy flows, energy goes. And there is one living substance everywhere present, the spirit of life itself, both visible and invisible. You choose what you think about. Untended, little doubts begin to worm their way in. And unnoticed, they can grow, send down very strong roots, and actually choke out the life of the new possible dream. William Shakespeare said, "Our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt." So we learn to notice the Delilah thoughts. Thoughts that never say, "I'm here to ruin your dream. I'm here to make sure you don't get what you'd love to live." No, those thoughts say, "I'm here to keep you safe. I'm here to make sure you don't get hurt again." And as we pay attention to our doubts, we actually are undermining the faith required to grow the dream. So we learn to recognize a doubt, to send it on its way and simply say, "Up until now, I may have believed that thought, but I've made a decision that at least for a period of time, to trust in the laws of the universe and to apply those to my life." That everything is created twice, first in thought and then in form. And so in the realm of the sacred, my own mind and heart, I'm building a life that I love to live in. And I practice during the day being the person who's living that life as best I can. I walk in the grocery store as the person who's living that life. I drive in my car as the person who's living that life. And I know that that life is full of generosity and freedom and aliveness and flow. So in this clearing the field phase, I continue to clear the field of my own mind from regret and resentment, from fear and worry, from constriction, from containment. All of those energies choke out the life of the new dream, which is nurtured in clarity, understanding, generosity, forgiveness, circulation. So I weave these energies now into my daily practice. We tend the mind by turning from our fear and turning to our faith, feeding our faith, starving our fear. And if you have any fear thoughts that have been trying to worm their way and get attention, energy in your mind right now, just say to them, be gone. Be gone. Not today. Not today. Today I put my full attention on possibility. Today I look for any sign. I take a baby step today. And I'm reminded that enough baby steps will even take me up Mount Everest. I'm grateful for a day of life. I take my attention off any fear thought and I put it on faith. The law of life is always operating. Everything is always created from the inside out. And so I put my attention on being a good builder of my dream in the imaginal realm and imagine myself living the life that I am imagining. I practice putting it on. And I find some way to be generous this day, to generous giving with ideas, generous giving with compassion, generous giving with seeing the good that is everywhere present, honoring the demonstrations of that good. And as I daily bring hygiene to my body, my teeth, I bring hygiene to my mind. And if there's any thought of resentment or hurt or lack or limitation of any kind, I practice forgiveness here, which in its highest form is simply a gift we give ourselves. Forgiveness is a shift in perception in me that removes in me a block to my awareness of love's presence. So feel now the field of your mind clearing. Resentment and regret releasing. I'll find another way to see this. I'll take the seed of good that was offered here. Might have been a bitter seed, but I will take what I can from this and go forward. And I will release everyone who is part of the scene of my life. Will release them unto their good. Wish only well for every person, every situation, every time, every place. And in that release myself unto only my good. And I'll take heart in the words of the Dalai Lama when he says, we all have friends, friends easy to love. Ah, our sacred friends. Those most difficult, those friends teach us to expand our hearts. So we give thanks for all our friends and all our sacred friends, wishing everyone, including ourselves, well, peace, and a good journey. So use these next few minutes now to deepen your conviction and your connection to your faith that there is a presence and a power at work in this universe that operates in an orderly manner by law. Good seeds planted, nourished over time, always bear the fruit of the seed that it is. You can trust this process. You don't have to make it happen. You allow it to happen by being in harmony with it. We remove and release now any thoughts that would constrict or contain our dream from growing freely in the good soil of a healthy mind. casting fear, regret, resentment, and scarcity out the door of the mind and being reminded that right where I am in the midst of a mind in which there is no limit, only abundance, and an answer to any question I bring it. How grateful I am. How grateful I am. How grateful I am. Clearing the field is a gift we give ourselves.